Hurricane Ida and Christmas bookend our broadcast today. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll learn what Ida left behind in Central America and how you can help believers pick up the pieces. And then later, find ways to keep Christ in Christmas this holiday season. We'll show you how in just a few moments. But first, the Atlantic Ocean has seen 29 tropical cyclones this year, the most in recorded history. Tropical storm Eta has already been deadly, killing dozens in Guatemala, Mexico, and Honduras when it unleashed flooding and mudslides. Now it threatens parts of Florida and Cuba with flooding. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press describes a scene from Honduras where WMP has a contact.
It is just heart-wrenching. He is our national coordinator in Honduras, and he said they've been affected tremendously, the northern part of Honduras particularly. His town is almost entirely flooded, and that's what it looked like. I mean, water up to the rooftops of the houses, thousands of houses flooded, bridges fallen, crops destroyed, more than 100,000 people living in shelters. Thousands of crops destroyed. We need a lot of help, he said.
But in the fallout of this disaster, local Christians have stepped up to help.
The church just mobilizes. They give of what they've got. They share. They make every contact they can with the resources. The pastors go from home to home. It's just very, very encouraging.
We need to pray for these believers as they share not only food and supplies, but also the good news of Jesus Christ. Taking a global view now, Christ commanded us to take his gospel to every tribe, tongue, and nation. Some call it the Great Commission, and it's outlined in Matthew 28. Tracking the number of unreached people groups, or UPGs, shows how much work remains. What makes a people group unreached? Alliance for the Unreached director Marv Newell says UPGs meet the three no's criteria.
We're talking about people where there's no churches in the area, no Bible, no believers.
At missionnews.org, Newell describes three reasons why millions of people remain unreached today, and everything comes down to gospel access.
Unfortunately, gospel-bearing witnesses cannot freely access these people. So that's why we still have a third of humanity that still does not have a clue of what the gospel is.
The good news? You can do something about it. The Alliance for the Unreached is a coalition of ministries determined to reach every unreached person on earth. Connect with us online to find your place in the story.
There's a lot of visuals, guides, and there's a special day that we set apart for the promotion of helping the third of humanity get the gospel.
And don't forget to save the date. The International Day of the Unreached is Pentecost Sunday, May 23rd, 2021.
One thing we can do is get people to rally around that day and make sure that these unreached peoples do not get forgotten.
And if there was ever a year to start fun, new Christmas traditions with your kids, it's this year. I know we haven't even hit Thanksgiving yet, but now is a great time to start planning on how you want to spend your socially distanced Christmas season as a family. Keys for Kids Ministries has a 12-day Christmas edition of their Keys for Kids devotionals. They're short, engaging stories to start conversations about Jesus, the gospel, and what Christmas is actually all about. Emily Tenter, Keys for Kids Director of Marketing, says,
all of our stories put the gospel in the context of real situations at home. So each story features a kid learning something new. And in this case, it's going to be all centered around the truth surrounding Christmas.
It isn't just for parents and their kids. Keys for Kids 12-Day Christmas Devotional is also great for churches, schools, and even grandparents or other family members to give to kids.
Families who already know the reason why we celebrate Christmas, this is just a great time to reflect and remember Jesus and the gift that he is to us. And families who don't know Jesus, this is a great way to introduce these kids from maybe unchurched families who aren't familiar with the story of Jesus.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 wants to help you learn about some of the countries into which they broadcast. So they're offering a series of free coloring pages with games, fun facts, and puzzles when you sign up for the free download. It's also a reminder to pray. So get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.